No Visa Required. Written by David Williams. Narrated by Cython Williams. Preface. When I first transcribed all my notes into some semblance of a book back in 1995, I was then in England with a regular job. This manuscript was read by a few people who knew me well, and by my sister and mother. Everyone who read it, or listened to the tapes I had made of it, urged me to have it published. My account was never intended to be more than a personal record of a very special journey of mind and body. Under pressure, I approached a number of well-known publishing houses and received politely phrased letters of rejection from every one. I gave up the idea and got on with a normal life. When I met Petra, my wife, in 2001, I was again encouraged to try to have the work published. It is due solely to her continued urging that this book has eventually come to be. Foreword and acknowledgements. For 2 years, the idea of travelling to Bali had slowly been growing into an obsession with me. When I made my first visit to the Caribbean on a banana boat at the tender age of 16, I had already made a mental list of things I was going to do or have before I died. Spending some time in the South Pacific was on that list. When I left St. Martin at the start of this trip, I expected to reach Bali in about 3 months. My ignorance of the decline in political relations between the UK and other countries, particularly those east of the Bosphorus, led me to believe the only border problems I was likely to encounter would be with Burma, now Myanmar. It was this naivety that extended my 90-day expected itinerary to 390 days. This account is true. Taken directly from 17 notebooks that somehow managed to survive 3 robberies, a soaking in the foothills of the Himalayas, and made it with me to the end. I never missed a single day recording something in my journal. I cannot stress enough the value of maintaining a written log if a journey of more than just a 2-week vacation is being undertaken. Throughout my trip, I met hundreds of people who assisted me in some way, and to list them all here would result in a book in itself. The only solution I have been able to come up with is to make a special mention of some very close friends who came through for me when I needed them most, and then simply dedicate this book to all the rest. So, particular and heartfelt thanks go to the following very special children of the planet. Caroline Appleby, my younger sister, with whom, because of my wayward lifestyle, I have not had the closest of brother-sister relationships. After more than a year of no contact from me, Caroline received a collect call from Cairo. She didn't even know I had left St. Martin. When I told her of my situation, she immediately arranged for a transfer of funds that same day. Kelly McCauley, a best friend and someone I almost stayed behind for. Indeed, I nearly aborted the trip in Egypt to go and live with her in the US. Having been politely but firmly asked to leave Zanzibar by the local immigration authority, Kelly arranged money to be made available for me to stay long enough in Dar es Salaam to obtain passage by sea to Pakistan. It was also enough to cover visa costs for both Pakistan and India. Her action was significant indeed to the continuance of my journey. Darlene Spicer. Darlene, a very special friend, organized a collection and managed to find the necessary not only for me to regain my strength and be comfortable in southern India, but also to be able to buy the medicines I so badly needed at the time. Judy Farscht, a long-time close friend and work colleague for 5 years. Judy had harboured some crazy notion of being in my debt for a shoulder I had once given her to cry on. She had been pestering me throughout the trip to let her help me. I kept insisting she did not owe me anything. However, in Malaysia, in really bad shape, I was so close to Bali but unable to make the final dash. I called her for help. Her act of extraordinary generosity was without doubt responsible for my not only getting to Bali, but also to set myself up when I got there. There is also every reason to believe that her action actually saved my life.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?